19. Mab.
Your human is quite interesting, Rhapsody, I mused as I watched the glowing purple orb that sat between us. We were in my inner sanctum, deep at the center of the darkened world tree at the end of the universe. It was said that its roots reached down to Niflheim itself and that its branches sprang up into heaven, which was, of course, laughable because that would imply my tree had limits. It did not, because darkness had no limits. It was always there, waiting and watching for the moment the lights went out, and as such was a fitting place for me to hang my hat. For now, at least, darkness was fickle. Why do you suppose he has repeated the dungeon so many times? I gestured at the orb where Garrett was once again repeating the Ant Queen's dungeon, even though it was obvious that he wasn't even getting experience from it anymore. In fact, it had been that way for at least the last 6 attempts. It's not like he can get more queens since the boss doesn't respawn with a reset, so he's mostly just slaughtering minions by the droves. I am not sure, Mob, Rhapsody said, and she looked deeply troubled as she watched the orb. I would ask him, but you know the rules. Yes, I waved off her comment. You cannot interfere directly, and your avatar is a little idiot puppet, I smirked. I suppose I could ask him. I tapped my chin as I watched him move, all tight muscle and hard determination. Wouldn't that be fun? I feel like you've done enough. Rhapsody crossed her arms and looked off to the left where the infinite darkness of my domain spread out like a thick, cloying blanket. The shiver that passed through her was so delightful I couldn't help but purr. It almost sounds like you're jealous. I raised an eyebrow at the goddess, and when she didn't respond, I leaned in close. You are, aren't you? I am not, she huffed, and I knew she totally was. So, I said as I leaned back on my emerald throne and examined my nails like they were terribly interesting. They were not, of course, or at least they had ceased to be millennia ago anyway. That was the problem with immortality, after all. Everything trended toward trivial and uninteresting. After all, an eye blink from now, Garrett might not even exist anymore. It was strange because that troubled me, and since I did not know why, I decided to examine it closer. But that was for later. For now, though? For now, I had Rhapsody in my web, and I would not let this little fly escape until I'd made her squirm sufficiently. So what? She asked, and when she turned back to look at me, her cheeks were flushed delightfully with embarrassment. So, why did you ask me to visit him? Isn't that something that could be considered help? I weaved my fingers through the air, and as I did, little crackles of ice snapped into existence. You, of all people, should know better than to make a deal with fairies, and yet you have come to me, their queen, and asked me to do something like this, which is so quite clearly, very nearly against the rules. I grinned. Tell me why, goddess. Half queen. The way she said it was infuriating, although I did not risk to take the bait. After all, the cat has no need to deign the insults of a mouse. And I came to you because your powers will be useful to him. Is that so? I purred, intrigued despite myself. How would you know what I would grant him, or that I wouldn't destroy him outright? I licked my lips. I considered it, you know. I gave a little shiver of pleasure. I could have danced in his blood and used his entrails as a jump rope. No, you wouldn't. She shook her head, and she was so confident I wanted to dash her from my throne room. I did not, because that would be rude, and if I was anything, it was polite. Because Garrett is special, and I knew you of all people would see that. She met my eyes in them, and the truth of that look stung me in a way I didn't quite like. After all, you always did like an underdog. This is not an underdog story. I waved whimsically toward the orb where Garrett was re-entering the dungeon for the 16th time. He is less than a speck on a mote in God's eye, I smiled. And Zaxis is that god.
Even a mote in one's eye can be one's undoing. Rhapsody was watching the orb intently now, her face scrunched up in concentration as the goddess struggled to figure out what her chosen champion was doing.
I would have loved to know as well. Perhaps, I shrugged. But even if you thought I would help, how did you know I would not bestow another title on him?
I leaned in close now.
Perhaps one of blood and sex?
Do you want to fuck him, Mob?
Rhapsody's sudden directness threw me off, as did the answer I knew in my heart. Well, the spot where my heart would be if it weren't filled with darkness, shadow, and more darkness.
I think I do. I licked my lips at the thought. Garrett had tasted of power, but more than that, he tasted of potential. And I did so love powerful men with even greater potentials.
But he is not yet ripe. He will be more, and then when he is most, I will take him to my bed. I smiled.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like you should do what makes you happy, Mob. Rhapsody said after a too long pause that made me think she was up to something. And that's when I realized what she had done.
You little conniving bitch, I snapped. And as the words left my lips, I was surprised by my own lack of composure.
You knew I would like him.
And if you liked him and were impressed by him...
She let the words hang in the air for so long I nearly reached across the table and strangled the too smug bitch.
I couldn't help it, though. I was impressed by her maneuvering.
Then you would assist him when I cannot, she grinned. You do so love pretty baubles, and Garrett has the potential to be the shiniest toy.
It is not often one pulls one over on the Queen of Fairies. My voice was hard and angry, and more so because I knew it was true. I did want Garrett to succeed, and not because of Zaxis. After all, in the absence of everything, there would still be cold and dark. That was just physics.
Half queen,
Rhapsody repeated, and this time I shut my eyes and prayed to myself for patience. It was hard because when I opened my eyes, she was smirking at me.
Tishania will never help you, I gestured at the orb angrily. She detests the humans.
I don't know. She does love things you love.
At Rhapsody's insolent tone, I gripped the armrests of my throne so hard they would have splintered if they were not made of pure magic.
I could see her trying to tempt Garrett away.
She raised her eyebrow condescendingly.
It would be wise to stake your claim on him truly before that happens.
I would have responded, would have told that stupid goddess just what I thought of that.
But before I could, she vanished into nothingness and was no doubt halfway across the universe.
That was unfortunate, because it was beneath a queen to chase after anyone, even a goddess. Otherwise, I'd have found that little snot and beaten her within an inch of her life.
Still, she had a point. Once my silly little sister found out about Garrett, she'd move on him, try to take him from me, and I could not have that. Not because I cared for him, though I did more than was strictly proper.
What can I say? His cleverness intrigued me.
No, it was because she could not have what was mine.
And Queen Mab always got what she wanted.